The American Lung Association is out with its annual report on tobacco control. Wisconsin got low marks on all of their metrics but one. The state's single A rating this year was on its smoke-free air laws. But for things like taxes on tobacco and access to services that help people quit, Wisconsin got D's and F's. Donna Wininski is Director of Advocacy, Grassroots, and Patient Engagement at the American Lung Association in Wisconsin. Donna, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Rob.
Well, this is an annual report at the national level and then state by state. What are you looking to accomplish with this annual report?
Well, of course, the holy grail is for everybody to get straight A's. We want to have strong protective tobacco control laws across the board. And as you said, we're pretty far from it. The only area where Wisconsin got an A is in smoke-free air. We have a very good, strong, comprehensive smoke-free air law that protects people in workplaces and public places. But our cigarette tax is very low. There is pretty much a negligible tax on vaping products. The funding for the Tobacco Prevention and Control Program is well, well below what the CDC recommends for our state. Access to cessation services, again, because the quit line is so grossly underfunded, we get an F on that. And the last category is in minimum age. We're one of the states that still has the minimum age to purchase tobacco products at 18, whereas a lot of other ones and the federal government have in the past few years raised it to 21.
Well, let's look at tobacco prevention and cessation funding. We have the Wisconsin Quit Line, as you mentioned. Talk about its funding and what it's able to accomplish.
Well, the Quit Line is funded, you know, it is part of the Tobacco Prevention and Control Program, but the entire program only receives $5.3 million a year, and that's divvied up into many different areas. I mean, there are local tobacco control coalitions, there are statewide programs. The Lung Association receives a couple of grants from that program. So that $5.3 million is split very, very thin amongst all of those programs. The Quit Line is able to take calls from people wanting to quit. I believe they are still able to provide some limited nicotine replacement therapy, but they don't have anywhere near the capacity to help everybody who needs the help to the degree that they need. For example, cessation isn't just a phone call. It's not a single phone call, here are your patches for 2 weeks. It's a lot of follow-up. It's a lot of being there on call for people. Our own program, Freedom from Smoking, is actually a 7-week program where the participants don't even quit until about midpoint, and then all of the rest is follow-up.
You also look in the report at various forms of insurance coverage and whether it covers things related to smoking cessation. How do we do in Wisconsin on that?
Well, that's actually an area where Wisconsin does pretty well. The report looks at the state Medicaid program and what is covered in that, and that's pretty comprehensive. All of the 7 medications are covered. There is counseling offered, maybe not absolutely every single form, but there is counseling. There are no barriers to get that coverage. And the state employee health plan is the other area that is graded, and that also covers all the medications and counseling. Again, where we fall on our faces is that it's in that state quit line. The funding only pays roughly $2.14 per smoker, whereas to really man an effective quit line, you should be investing closer to $10 per smoker.
Talking to Donna Wininski from the American Lung Association in Wisconsin, looking at a new report that looks at the nation and state by state, how tobacco cessation and prevention is being handled in each level. Donna, you've been at this issue for a long time, but there's been this new wrinkle in recent years, the rise of vaping. How has that affected the story of your nicotine and tobacco prevention efforts?
Wow. I can't underscore the impact that it's had. We have been successful at getting smoking rates down to record low. Adult smoking rate in Wisconsin is down to 16%. And only maybe a decade ago, it was more than double of that. High school rates are now down under 10%. Middle school rates are minuscule. but the kids are all turning to e-cigarettes, 135% increase over just the past couple of years, more than one in four kids trying vaping products. And the reason they're doing this is because of the flavors, the candy flavors, the fruit flavors. When e-cigarettes came out, they also marketed themselves as harmless water vapor. So kids, even kids who would never think of touching a cigarette, thought, hey, I can do this. This isn't a problem. This isn't unhealthy. Not taking into consideration the nicotine levels that are in these things, the fine particulates, the chemicals, the heavy metals, et cetera, et cetera. So it almost feels like we're back at ground zero, starting all over again.
Do you have priorities for state lawmakers this year, things that you think they could get on the table and maybe pass that might bump these grades up, say, next year?
Well, we have one very, very common sense law that we've tried to get passed for the last two legislative sessions, and that's simply to put all of these candy and fruit flavored products behind the counter or in a locked cabinet. And even a very, very simple common sense law like that, we are struggling to get legislators behind it. We also have a bill this year, again, to increase Wisconsin's purchase age up to 21. It doesn't include a licensing requirement. It has some other weaknesses in it. But that one also seems to have stalled since the federal government passed the Tobacco 21 law. Now, you may say, well, if the feds did it, does the state need it? And yeah, the answer is still yes, we do, because of enforcement issues. Law enforcement is really struggling with, well, which law do we have to enforce, the 18 or the 21? So we would still like to see the state pass the Tobacco 21 law. And then the third one, again, another common sense thing when you look at everything that has been identified as being in the aerosol of these products, is to open up the state smoke-free air law and prohibit vaping anywhere that smoking is presently prohibited. But we can't move any of those bills. It's very, very frustrating.
We'll watch for that in the future. Donna, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Donna Wininski, Director of Advocacy, Grassroots, and Patient Engagement at the American Lung Association in Wisconsin. She was with us today to talk about the group's latest report on the state of tobacco control across the U.S. and here in the state.